beat happy. Let's go. Come on. Come on, catch it, Jehovah.
Jehovah.
I trust.
A shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Love.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Can you hear me on the blog talk? Minister Hill, can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Can you go ahead and open up with the prayer and go ahead and take over?
Okay.
Good morning. By the way.
Good morning. Praise God this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, just thanking you for a work well done in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You told me on yesterday, Lord, that if you never did anything for us, you never ask anything of us.
Mm-hmm.
And no one, not on this line and anywhere else in this world. And I pray that all are aware of this fact, that you did for everybody. For John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We receive that work. We receive that offering. We receive that gift when we partake of this Holy Communion. And if there be anyone that feels like God has not done anything, remember John 3:16. Glory, hallelujah. That is my word for this morning. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's all you got this morning?
Oh, I've got plenty.
Go ahead.
Well, without pulling it up, what I was writing yesterday on my computer, that word he gave me yesterday, I was still on Adam and Eve in the garden, in the beginning.
Yeah.
Can't get away from it. Can't get away from it. I told Dr. Erica that there's something there that he wants me to see. And I don't think I've hit on it yet, but he's opening it up as I study. And then she hit on it when she took us there, saying it was Jesus that created and made, you know. That was an eye-opener, not just God. It was Jesus. But that still is still something. So
yeah.
I'm still searching, still searching.
Okay. All right.
And when God made that tabernacle, planted the garden in Eden, he did that work. And he put the man there that he had made to tend it, to dress it and keep it, King James says. Now, God gave. And he put his presence there. He was there. And his law was there, although there was only one law, obey. And they failed to obey, so they lost their standing and were cast from the garden. Now, you know, man has to work. But in the tabernacle, in the wilderness, I'm kind of skipping around because I don't have my notes in front of me.
It's all right. You done already. You done already hit on something. I said, that's all right. You done already hit on something good. Keep going.
Okay. So man had to work. All they had to do was to dress it, keep it, tend it. That's all God asked them to do. They did not have to work. Work came in when they were expelled from the garden. Now, with the tabernacle in the wilderness, God still gave. God first gave. He loaded them up with riches when he brought them out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
He gave them everything they needed to build the tabernacle that he would ask of them. But he didn't force them to give back. When it comes to an offering, he asked. He didn't command. He asked that only those that were willing give. And they all gave, and they gave so much at one point, they had to be asked to stop giving.
That's right.
But God never commanded you give an offering, that they give that offering. He asked of them to give that offering.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. And they built that tabernacle. Now, in the garden, God's presence was there. The mount of God was there. The Garden of Eden was called the Garden of God before he put the man there, which he had made. And there were no walls. And I believe because of God's word, because of what he said, that if Adam and Eve had just continually obeyed, the garden was just the beginning place.
Mm-hmm.
It was never to remain the size that it was, because they were to go and take dominion even of the whole earth. So the garden was supposed to grow from what it was, because if they were to replenish the earth, that garden wouldn't have held the total of mankind. It would have had to grow.
Right.
Same thing, but in the tabernacle, where the garden had no walls, in the tabernacle, now you see the separation. You physically see God separated, his presence separated. And in order to be in his presence, there were things that you had to do. And only the priest that tended the tabernacle could go before him. Why? Because sin had separated him from the people. He couldn't look upon sin. The veil separated God. It's a visible separation.
Mm-hmm.
And he let that be known. But Jesus and the Holy Spirit were outside of the veil. Why? Because they were with men. God told his story first in the stars. The world polluted that and corrupted that. And then God told his story with the furniture in the tabernacle. The table that held the showbread represented the Holy Ghost. The altar of incense represented Jesus. The candle represented Jesus as God, the light of the world. Now, this is where this all started, with that altar of incense, where God was showing me the connection between the altar of incense and the cross of Christ. I was reading, and he showed me something, how at the cross, Jesus' blood was poured out, flowed from his body to the foot of his cross, flowed to the earth. At the altar of incense, they poured out the blood at the base of the altar. And as he was showing me the likenesses, I asked him, I say, well, because on the altar of incense, they touch smeared blood on every horn on the altar. So I asked him, I say, how was that accomplished on the cross? And he said both his hands were nailed to an end of the cross. There was blood. His feet were nailed to the cross. There was blood smeared. His head, they placed that crown of thorns on his head. There was blood smeared on the top of the cross. So that took the four corners, four ends of the cross, same as with the four horns on the altar. Then he began to show me how Jesus on that cross was facing east. And he was talking to me about that last night. It doesn't matter. When I first looked at it, I was looking at an image, and the image of the cross was sideways, and I'm like, the part that should be facing east is facing south. And I wasn't understanding. Then God said, it doesn't matter which end was in the ground, and which end was facing what direction. What mattered is that cross, with Jesus hanging on that cross, was facing east. That cross faced the east. Jesus went away facing the tribe of Judah. The tribe of Judah was always camped to the east when they set up the tabernacle. And I kept digging because there was something about the east. I even called Dr. Erica. I said, do the doors on your church face the east? Because I was looking at the picture, and it looked like to me that they face east. And she said, yes. She told me all the doors face east. And God is saying to me, and I know another minister of the gospel, God told her to pray to the east. So then he got me stirred up about the east. I started to pull up scriptures about the east. What is it about the east? The garden was planted east in Eden. The mount of God was east in Eden. The tabernacle was east. Whatever direction they were traveling, the tabernacle was set. Remember, the tabernacle was always set up, pitched afar off. And the Mount of God was even beyond that. And there was a border, a boundary that people couldn't cross. They couldn't come near that mountain. And it was the same in the Garden of Eden. There was a border before the Mount of God. Adam and Eve were never called up that mountain. God came down and walked and talked with them. But Moses was called up that mountain. You don't go up the Mount of God unless you are called up the mountain.
Hallelujah.
But back to the east. With all my studying and all my searching, what I found, and I always remember what Dr. Erica say when I tell her something, find the scripture. So I ended up saying the mount, nope, God's throne is east. Heaven is vast, but God's throne is east. That's why he would have you pray to the east. That's why when Jesus was hanging on that cross, he was facing the east. That's why the tribe of Judah had to, and he was the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's why they were camped to the east. And the scripture I found, I cannot remember it verbatim right now, because like I said, I don't have my work in front of me. But it says, just like God went away, Jesus went away, he's coming back like lightning from the east to the west. Amen?
Amen.
What did he say? He's coming back like lightning from the east. He's coming back to the west.
Wow.
And I'm going to stop right there because I don't have my notes open. A lot of this stuff is just in my head. And he was going over that thing about the east with me last night. And I wrote something down that was what I wrote about him giving. God always gives. And he asks you to give. And to whom much is given, much is required. Like Dr. Erica says, you know, a lot of us sit on what we learn, but I'm one of those, I got to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that fire shut up in my bones. I have to get it out.
I know what God wants.
Yes. So I'm going to stop right there.
Okay.
I won't go any deeper, but there is a lot more. I just skipped around it this morning. I used to do a newsletter, and when I would write a lesson, the newsletter I can only put so many words under each topic. So I learned how to pull the meat from the message, but yet with total understanding.
Praise God.
A child could understand it.
and
that's how I write. I write it. I'm like you. I write like I talk.
Yeah.
But I learn how to pull the meat out of it with the understanding, because that's what he gives me. He gives me understanding of a word, and then I give it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why he gave us the whole Bible.
Amen.
All 66 books. Praise God. You know, I I'm listening, right? And you said a couple things. I think I missed whenever you give this whole thing. But I got one thing that is vital. You said when Adam and Eve were in the garden, there was only one law. Do you know how profound that is?
One law,
and that was to obey.
Exactly.
They couldn't even keep one. Excuse me. They couldn't even keep one law. One. Not to mention all the hundreds of laws.
Yeah.
Man was doomed. Man was doomed except for Jesus. They couldn't even keep one law.
That's right.
Obey. And you know what? It's still a difficulty. It's still hard for man to keep. Even with Jesus. Jesus came and added what? Commandments.
Uh-huh.
I call them the 11 and 12 commandments. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. Now, Adam and Eve couldn't even keep one. We having difficulty keeping two. It's amazing. And you said something else, too. I should have written it down. I lost it. But that one just overflowed. It just overtook me. He only had one law in the garden. I think the other thing.
Everything they needed was given to them. Everything. And they lost it all. They lost it for everybody. But
yeah,
thank God
did.
For Jesus.
And then now we got to work.
Amen. You even have to work for his presence to dwell with you.
Oh, you want to say that about four? You want to say that about four times?
You have to work for his presence to dwell with you. That's why I stay in my Bible. I stay in there because there is so much. Every word God has said, there's a reason for it. So I dig. I dig. Because there is so much that still has yet to be uncovered.
Yeah.
And we'll be uncovering till the day Jesus comes. He'll be opening up, and he's really opening up in these last days. Really opening up his word.
What did you say? You said, you talked about the crucifix just then, and you talked about the nails driven, which produced the blood, right?
Right.
Now, what's interesting is that yesterday, I talked to a lot of people yesterday. I mean, people was calling, I don't know. I'm just being kind of mellow. I talked to a lot of people yesterday. Right now, the devil is going crazy. You know that, right?
Yes, ma'am. See it every day on the news.
Not only on the news, you should talk to some of these people on the deadline. The devil is doing some bizarre stuff. But what was interesting is that you came on here and you were talking about that blood, and I talked to another deadliner yesterday who said that God let them see. See, I love when God makes us a witness. And they said that God let them hear the hammer as it was pounding the nails in Jesus' feet and in his hand. I mean, God gave them a personal revelation of that. And then you come back this morning, because I knew you had something that needed to be dug into a little bit. Now, I don't know if that person wants to share that experience. Blog Talk audio cut out for 1 minute. Okay. Thank you. That's because I don't have the mic. I'm experimenting. I don't have a mic. I don't even have a mic on because we're doing some work here in the sanctuary. And somebody said they could hardly hear on Spreaker. Okay. I could turn that up a little bit. But anyway. Anyway, it'll be all right. It'll be better tomorrow. It'll be better tomorrow. I can assure you of that. But the person who told me about these, see, I also, okay, I also talked to a lady from Arkansas. I don't see her on here this morning, but if she's not on here, the lady from, I think she's from Little Rock, Arkansas, then I know that she had an assignment, and her assignment was supposed to transfer or try to jam me up, because this lady called me up with some demons. This lady got a lot of demons. I mean, a lot of demons. And I listened, but I had to. See, there are some people you have to listen to only with your ears, not with your heart and not with your mind, and you don't even get into the conversation, because if you get into the conversation, you're going to be transferred on. So I didn't do that. I just listened, because this lady been bound by these demons for 20 years. And she been trying to get free for 20 years. So I told her, I said, look, you call me. I gave her the number. I said, you call into the Blog Talk in the morning and I will pray with you, because she a hard case, and I was going to use it to teach you. And then she began to tell me the other ministers she been to and blah, blah, blah for help. And so I really wanted you to be a part of her freedom. But I knew, I had an idea when she kept talking. She kept talking. And she kept talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. I had an idea she wasn't going to be on here this morning, because you see, when you come in, when people that are demonized come in contact, when they come in contact with the real anointing for spiritual freedom, the devil is either going to run them away or run them, or they're going to fight to get it and be sustained by it. There's no middle of the road for them. And so when this lady was telling me about her 20-year battle, I did not become emotionally involved in it. I don't, because I know And every time I do that, it always ends up in a tragedy for me. So I see she didn't come on the line. So that let me know it was a trick of the devil. Okay? It was a trick. It was a trick. So guess what? It didn't work. Now, I'm not saying it was a trick of the lady, but it was a trick of the devil to try to get me to come into agreement with that, with all of that. So I pray that, she'll call one day. But I tell you what will not happen. And see, she called. This is the way the devil do that. He'll have them call you late at night. And when I looked at the phone, there's somebody else in Arkansas. So I assumed, when I first saw it, I thought it was one of the Tedliners that live in Arkansas. This lady lives in, the phone say, Benton, Arkansas. Let me see what happened. But another Tedliner, as I said, got the revelation of Jesus, the nails being hammered, and then you came with the blood and the tabernacle. See, that's what happens when you can get at least five people on one accord with you. If you can get if a church can get five or six people on one accord with them, you can really, really begin to flow. And that was why that hit was sent to me to try to throw my ministry off. But it didn't work. It did not work.
You know, you said she heard the hammer.
Ma'am, this is Erica Shepherd. And I asked you to call me on the blog talk this morning so we could deal with it. Oh, what? Oh, you're on Central Time?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm on Eastern Time.
Oh, okay. I had my clock set Mary time. I didn't think about the difference in the time.
Uh-huh. So do you still want that prayer?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, then I had already just told the Tedline about you, but I thought maybe I need to call you up. Because, see, the devil will send people to try to transfer, and I didn't really believe you were one of them. I really didn't.
Oh, ma'am, I was sitting here waiting. I got my medical aid in the sleep. I lay down about 12:30. I couldn't sleep, and then I had to get up and wash the things out of my head, and I sit here. I was listening to the gospel four here on the.
Why don't you call, did I give you the right number? 319-527-6068.
Yes, ma'am, that's what you gave me. And then you gave me a second number, 843-217-2246.
Yeah, that's my cell phone. Okay, so why don't you dial in on the 319 and press 1? Because I'm on the air right now. Actually, I'm on the air right now, so... You can dial it right now.
Okay, you want me to hang up right now and dial right there and press 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Do I have to hang on the prompt or anything?
It's just going to say press 1.
Okay.
And then when you press 1, I'm going to click you right in.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and call you right back.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, see, just like God told me to call this lady back, that she wasn't one. But what the devil tried to do, see, he tried to make you, he just tries to throw you off with God. That's what he does all the time. So don't ever trust yourself. Trust God. Well, I mean, I'm not saying don't trust yourself, but trust the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. This lady's situation is serious. Even although I didn't get down in it, I knew it's serious. I know it's serious. And see what happened there? She on Central Time. I'm on Eastern. She waiting for 6 o'clock. And I'm already, her 6 will be my 7. So let's see if I don't have too many people on here this morning and I can get her. I don't know. Oh, there she is. Wait a minute. Oops. How'd that happen? Wow. She was there. And then she must have hung up. Oh, there she is. Okay. All right. You know what? Every time I click on this lady, it goes to somebody else. Now, see, Lord God, I cover this line with the blood covering of the blood of Jesus this morning. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you. I bind and rebuke all transference of spirits. Ma'am, are you on here? Say yes.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You're on perfectly. So let me bind.
Okay. I kept asking, did you hear me? And you didn't say nothing. Then I thought about it. You told me to punch one. And I guess I kept hearing you said you thought I had hung up. So I said, I thought I better hang up and call back.
You did the right thing. Let me bind these spirits, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind these spirits. In the name of Jesus, I forbid you to transfer. I bind all spirits of revenge, retaliation, and lash back in the name of Jesus. You will not take revenge, retaliate on any person who takes part of this deliverance, any family member or any generational family member. As you are bound and called out, you will go to the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ, and you will come no more in Jesus' name. Okay. This is going to take maybe 2 calls. Are you hearing me?
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to take maybe 2 prayers, okay?
Okay, I'm here for the long haul. I want to be free.
Okay, plus it's going to take some inner healing and some restoration, all right?
Okay.
So your whole deliverance is going to be based on 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, reveal the hidden things, and Joel chapter 2.
Okay, let me write that down.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let me write that at 1 Corinthians what?
4 and 5.
4 and 5, okay.
Chapter 4, verse 5. Joel.
Okay.
Chapter 2, verse 32.
Okay.
And Psalm 23, verse 3, he restored my soul.
Psalm 23, verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And Joel chapter 2, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Okay.
Okay. And
yes,
so,
ma'am, I have both.
I'm listening to the Holy Ghost. I want one headliner to volunteer to work with me with this lady. I'm just going to call you Arkansas, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
To volunteer to work with Arkansas, because what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you just with the Bible to stand with her. In two, the Bible talks about twos. Can I get a volunteer? Can I get a volunteer? If you volunteer, can you call me at 843-217-2246? 843-217-2246. I need a volunteer. Okay. So I cannot get a volunteer? All right. I'll work with you myself, sister, okay? I couldn't
yes,
get
ma'am.
So therefore, I'm not going to allow anybody to partake of your deliverance. Can I call you this evening in private?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was going to start do it so people could understand, but since I couldn't get a volunteer, no, I'm not going to share your deliverance. I'm not going to allow anybody to share in the blessing that's going to come with your deliverance. So I will
that's
work
Satan.
With
Satan and he's trying to stop it.
Oh, he can't
stop
it now. No, ma'am. He can't stop it now because you pressed your way through. You pressed your way through. And as I was explaining to them, what happens when people are in need of serious deliverance like you? You see, when I was delivered, I had to have a full-scale exorcism. You hear what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It took an exorcism to get me free.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a whole church fasting and praying for me to get me free. And I'm just tired of freeloaders. I'm just tired of people gleaning off other folks' work. I'm tired of it. So I will call you as soon as I get off this line this morning, I will call you and I will set up your deliverance in private, okay? You're
yes,
welcome
ma'am.
To stay on the line. I'm not going to be on here. This has shown me a lot. This has shown me a whole lot. You will be free. You will be free. Do you hear what I'm saying to you?
Yes,
you will
ma'am.
Be free. But
and you
the
know,
people
I believe that with all my heart, Dr. Because, you know, when I was listening to you and the guy on Ted Line, and there's something about if you ever been to anybody that to try to get something off of you and say you're a witch. And God had been telling me in the dream that I was a blind witch and I didn't understand it. And so when I found you, I was looking, I had put in the search bar online a prayer for deliverance for a blind witch. And I know it had to be God because I had been trying to get you for 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, on all the different numbers I saw and online and stuff. And so when I went into that and found that, and I said, man, that ain't nothing but God. That ain't nothing but God. How can I find somebody that I've been trying to find for 3 or 4 weeks and try to get talked to? And then I do a search trying to find out something else because I was trying to find out a way to get a prayer for deliverance for the lynch thing because I had read the book and the making of a Negro and the curse from that. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to click on that. And then I couldn't. And usually I just hang up and do another search for something else. And God said, well, call this number at the bottom. And then I didn't know I was talking to you.
I know you.
You know, I believe God brought me into that play because I know little things that God do. I've seen too many things that happen, the way He guide and lead me to survive and have mercy and grace on me all these years. And
yes,
I learned to. Yes, ma'am. And so I know there's no way it wouldn't have been nobody but God. Nobody but Him would put me right in the phone with you.
That's
my Jesus. Wonderful God, I serve.
Yes, ma'am. And that wonderful God is going to free you and use the anointing on your life.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Others.
Yes, ma'am.
All
okay,
right. So I will call you this evening since I couldn't get a volunteer, and I'll do it in private.
Okay.
But you get on this table.
Okay, you're going in and out. I didn't hear you.
I said, you be on this TED line every day anyway, okay?
Okay, so how do I get on your line? I don't do Facebook and Twitter, none of that stuff. Only thing I'm on Facebook about is because it's a private group, but LAU, and that's the only reason I do Facebook. And I don't do Twitter and all of that.
You own the deadline right now. Just call that number every morning.
Okay, by what time? What time are you on?
5 a.m. your time.
Okay, 5 a.m. my time, Central.
Yes.
And then I call that number, and I have to see when I didn't have to push a one like you told me.
Uh-huh.
When I called the number, I was just heard you guys talking.
Okay, no problem. Okay. That's because God wants you.
I call it, and you are every morning at 5 a.m.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay, I
but
didn't know that.
You. You'll talk to me in the evening, too, because I'm going to do your deliverance myself.
Okay. So what time do I expect you to call? Tomorrow?
I'm going to call you back when I get off this line.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm going to let you get off the line then.
All right. Praise God.
Okay.
All right, Tedline. I'll see you guys tomorrow in the name of Jesus. I knew God interrupted that demon for a reason. For a reason. You guys, you say you want to be on TV. God ain't concerned about you being on no TV. God is concerned about your heart being right to help somebody else. And I see where you at. I got to pray about this. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You're falling in love. Fall in love with the right person, the right someone. Hallelujah.
It's the best thing you have ever done. In his arms I feel.